starting on some of the first legislation to be considered on the floor of this session, Senator, and a lot of time spent on one specific Senate joint resolution that would go to the voters if it does indeed pass.
That's right. We worked last night, actually till this morning, about 3 o'clock. We came to at least an agreement, so we think we're going to be able to perfect and pass the SJR next week. When the so-called Clean Missouri resolution was adopted by the voters, there were some things in there that, first of all, were very poorly written, but then also I think that some of the voters might have been intentionally misled on in terms of the redistricting and how this would affect redistricting across Missouri. You know, in the past, there have been a lot of concerns about so-called gerrymandering. I've seen one of the maps that was kind of projected should the so-called fair districts be adopted, and I've never seen a more gerrymandered configuration, at least in my lifetime. It guarantees that half of a district is not going to be happy with whoever has been elected to serve them. And so we were trying to return to somewhat of the same kind of redistricting with a commission, the nonpartisan commission approach that Missouri has had for many decades. There's opposition to that because I think that some of the forces, especially from out of state, I think something like 90% of the money in support of that voter initiative came from out of state, from people who don't live in Missouri and have an agenda, and that agenda is to try to overturn the majority. And so we were attempting just to return it to what has always been considered a fair approach in the past, but there is significant resistance. And we did make a couple of changes to it during the evening, but I think it's still, as it was agreed to, will give us pretty much the same kind of approach as we've had before. So people won't be electing folks that are 200 miles away from where they live and from a completely different mindset and community than they're used to, and they would likely never see some of their elected representatives because of the gerrymandering of those districts. I was pleased that we were able to get it to that point, and I think once my constituents and the constituents of other senators and across the state understand and look at this, they're going to be grateful that we are trying to return that to the ballot again, and we'll try to make sure that folks in Missouri know exactly what it means and how it's going to work when they are called to vote on that in November, and they'll have an opportunity to review how those districts will be divided and then to make a choice whether they want the gerrymandered districts that would have to be produced under the so-called fairness approach, or whether they'd rather have those districts that are more aligned with the culture of the area in which they live.
The redistricting as well, the quote-unquote way it used to be, pre-Clean Missouri in this case, there was a panel of people established, and where in this case there is one state demographer.
That's right. The way that language is written, we've had people applying to be state demographer from as far away as India, which shows you just how, I guess, open-ended that language was that was in that ballot initiative. The initiative made the auditor kind of the chooser, the one who chose that demographer. The intention of some of this out-of-state money was pretty clear when you looked deeper, and I think that the voters are going to realize that, and they're going to recognize that although there were some things in there that they liked, and we're keeping those and strengthening some of them, the thing that was really subtle would undermine Missouri's electoral system, in my opinion, that redistricting approach we've tried to correct.
I know related to your job here in the Missouri Senate as a senator is you're heading to an education summit, I believe, in St. Louis this weekend?
Yeah, I have attended this conference for a number of years. It's the Education Policy Conference. The Constitution Coalition out of St. Louis prepares and presents this every year. We have authors and speakers from across the country and even sometimes from out of the country who come in and talk about education, what's going on in public education, some of the challenges that are being faced there. There's going to be a number of speakers this year to try to address some of the gender dysphoria that is not only being encouraged but even being propagated in some places in Missouri in public schools. I've gotten emails from parents who are concerned that they have teachers who claim to be transgender and want to be addressed with special pronouns, and they're just concerned for their children and the influence that might have on their children. One of the topics that this conference will address is what's going on there, how that's progressing, and whether there are steps that parents can take to protect their children from that kind of misleading information. And I'm looking forward to being there. It's always been a good conference in the past. It's worth the time, even though it pretty much eats up a weekend. I'm looking forward to it.